Racing today at Grafton, and track manager Drew Cookson joins me. Morning, Drew.
Morning, Cozzy.
Now, mate, I just saw a little thing tweeted out before. Somebody suggested rain, and Michael Beattie, your esteemed leader, said that's drizzled. If that's rain, I'm a ballerina, and he ain't a ballerina.
Well, we'd hate to see that.
We wouldn't want to see M. Beattie in a tutu.
Mate, it is really only light. We've had half a mil that's registered in the gauge, so with that within the picture, it really is only mist, angel tears. But yeah, mate, the forecast isn't looking good. It's not exactly blue sky and sunshine, but we'll just see what it brings.
All right, how have you rated the track officially?
It's officially a soft five. We had 12 mils early in the week, Sunday evening, and we haven't had any since then. But that moisture's just sort of remained there, and it's a soft five. If we don't get too much today, it'll stay around that. But if we get rain, it'll be obviously downgraded.
All right, now the rail, where's that?
It's 3 metres from the 800 to the winning post, and then we've just poked it out 2 metres from the winning post back around the back to the 1200, just to protect that for the July Grafton Cup and those races.
All right, terrific. So today, it's you got good condition. You got a soft five?
Soft five, yep. Soft five. It's just showery at the moment, but it's really only started in the last hour, and it's definitely not heavy.
I just Googled angel tears to see what it means.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you know, a psychedelic drug was the explanation I got. I thought, what am I dealing with? I got a track manager who's telling me the rain's a psychedelic drug and the boss is going to wear a tutu.
We're in awful trouble.
You both are very funny. Good on you, Drew. Have a good day there at Grafton.
There you go,
Drew Cookson, the track manager there. Great description of the rain, angel tears. I haven't heard that one before. It's 7:07 at Sky Sports Radio. Gary Cleese's with us. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, that's a new one, Sean, isn't it?
It is. It's a good description, though, isn't it?
And he's right, Drew. I mean, it's very, very light. I mean, you can see it out. It wouldn't even wet you, Drew. But, Sean, I've come from Ballina way up along the coast, and we're starting to get heavier rain there, but... I mean, for some unknown reason, it's inland here, this track, and it can rain out at Yamba and those type of places and rain up the coast, and we don't get it. But what we're getting at the moment is very, very little. But what a terrific meet, and it's a showcase meet, and we got $16,800 to the winner races, and plus that maiden race three worth $22,200 for the winner in a maiden. That's terrific money, thanks to Racing New South Wales. It's just great money, these showcase races, as all our prize money is over New South Wales, mate.
Yep, terrific. Now, the first, let's have a look at it's a maiden. And here we pull out 2 Hidden Storm, 4 Solitary March, 15 Potato Bake, and 16 Real Hype. Now, 11 Woodition is 250, number 5, Aldabia, 440, 12 Mamsar, 650, 6 Daniski, 750, 3 Legendary Cowboy, 15, 9 Machinil, 16, along with 10 Valley Crossing. Then we go to 1 Dragon's Esprit, 7 Kiwana Viva at $21, $41 the other three.
Yeah, I'm 11, 5, 6 and 9. I'm with him here with her. She's a really nice filly. She runs second here on debut behind Stride to Succeed. Two winners come out of the race, Sean. She runs second behind Star Painter. It's gone on, I think it's probably about class 3 now. Two winners have come out now. She trialled here about 5 weeks ago, and she was slow to begin in the trials, which you don't like to see maideners do that when they were going to the trials, but... Look, she wasn't knocked around. She got beaten about 5 lengths. She just sat up on her all the way down the running, really furnished into a nice filly. I think if she begins on terms here today, she's the filly that got to beat. Look, 5 Old Bay, done nothing wrong, this filly. She ran second on debut at Eagle Farm. She led. She ran fourth at Ballina in a hot race beyond Falkirk Drive. And she wasn't disgraced to you behind. She's clanged last start. They did run 58.73. She had a little 5-week break, which wouldn't have hurt her too, because having a look at this filly, Brian Dias trains her out of Eagle Farm. She's not an over-big filly. I want to have a look at the 6 Daninsky. She resumes here. 3.5 months, she was in really good form. She only had 6 goes last prep for 2 placings, but her last 3 runs, 11 winners have come out of those maidens. So that's what type of maiden she was going around, and Warren Gavinlock's normally got them up to the mark. And another nice filly I want to have a look at is Miss Chenille, the 9. She resumes here. She went way over the top last prep. Her last one was in a 1,200-metre race at Coffs Harbour, and they gave her a break. She hasn't been back to the trial. She's in a pretty astute yard here, Felicity first. So it'll be interesting to see how she resumes without a trial. But 11.5, 6 and 9 for me in race one.
Right, the second, 12 Windmill Follies, 14 League of Loophole, 15 Power Tradition, 16 Lady Limelight out. 11 Sonia is $1.75, 1 Central Witness $5.50, 10 Miyazumi $9.50, 3 Naughty Corner is $10, 6 Betty Good $17, number 2 Common Sense $19 along with 4 Netzak and also 9 Gallant Girl, then 23 or better for the rest.
Yeah, I've got 11 again. I'm 11, 1, 10 and 3. I'm with Sonia here. Nice filly here. Steve O'Day, Eagle Farm. Sunshine Coast, 2 runs ago, beaten 0.1 of a length. I like the next run when she runs second at 15. She was beaten 0.2 of a length and fought all the way down the running. Then she went straight to Eagle Farm in a 3-year-old handicap on a Saturday and drew 11 gate. She was beaten 5.5. Now, we're seeing a filly coming back from a Saturday company in a 3-year-old handicap, coming back to country maiden over 1,400 metres. And I got no worries with her with a 14 because she was placed at 14 going back 3 runs ago. So I think she's only got to bring that Queensland form to be very hard to beat here. One Central Witness here, lovely horse. He's by Star Witness. He's in the Daniel Want yard. Daniel's only had him for the one run. He got a mile out of his ground. Well, probably by default, he drew a bad gate and had no option but to go back and try to ride him for luck. And he got a long way out of his ground. He was beaten 1.1. He hit the line strong. He gets up to the 1,400 metres today and he draws that one gate. I think he'll be a lot more handier in transit. 10 Miyazumi, she's been scratched, she's been in, she's been out, but Barry Baldwin brings this little filly down from Eagle Farm. She was placed at the Sunshine Coast and went to Warwick and run third, but she had no luck there at last start. She drew 14 gates, she was off the track, and she draws the 2 alley today. She'll get a lovely run in transit. And 3 Naughty Corner, I'll have a look at him. I saw him last preparation. He ran fourth in a hot maiden behind Miss Mia Surreal. Beaten a couple of lengths, but he's had a couple of runs back. He draws good. He does go up in weight, but he'll certainly be interesting to see how he parades in the yard because there wasn't a lot of him last preparation. 11, 1, 10 and 3, race 2.
Now, 11, Jane of Steel, 16, Cuthbert Gold, 17, Magoo, 18, Stimulated, come out of the third. Interesting runner here, 1, Divine Unicorn, 2.40. 6, Love Battles is 5.50, 5, Wahiki Arna at $8, 3, All About Charlie, 9. 9, Vivian Image is 9.50. 8, Stormy Horizon at 14, then 2, Rocket Monkey, and 5, Double Spade, 17, 19 or better the rest of them.
Yeah, this is a really good, this is the maiden worth $22,200 to the winner and a Divine Unicorn. I can see why he's just kept him for this race here, Matt Dunn. He's given him 3 trials. He's won all trials. He won a Gold Coast trial. Then he won another Gold Coast trial. But he was really good in the Deegan trial when he won there a couple of weeks ago. He gave him a squeeze halfway down the running and he went bang and he put a couple of lengths on him and they just sat up on him. Look, he's beautifully placed. He's been well educated, and I reckon he's just setting for one race. This is this maiden here worth a bit of money. 5 Wahiki Island, like his last run at Cross Arbor, he drew a wide gate. He had to go back to near last. He draws better here today, 1,200 metres. That's been probably the only query with him. He run on late 13. He's got to come back, but I'd say Julie Lynch wouldn't have done a lot with him in the last couple of weeks. 3 All About Charlie. She's only had the 2 goes. She runs second on debut behind Lots of Diamond. She was good here last up behind Mira's Got Class, so she's certainly well and truly in the mix. And one that might turn it around is a 9 Vivid Image. I mean, if you look at the last run at Coffs Arbor, you'll say bad. Prior runs were good. She gets the blinkers on first time. She's a Northern Meteor, more or less they fire when the blinkers go on. She's certainly a lot better than the last run. So I totally forget that and look at the blinkers going on. 1, 5, 3 and 9 in race 3.
2 Lonely Orphan, 11 Fabulous Floyd, number 12 Candlelight, 15 Devore and 17 Willerton come out of race 4. 6 The Real Sting is $5, 3 Kilmarnock $5.50, 1 Bob's a Dazzler is $6.50, 13 Champagne Kiss is $7.50, 5 KB Creek at $8.50, 7 Bring It at $9, 8 Coastal Gem 12 along with 10 Light Motion, 9 Mashani Scout 14, 14 Creation is $16, then out to 23 or better.
Yeah, good to see a few stars going around. Sean, this is a really, really good deal. I'm with the 6 year. I'm 6, 9, 5 and 8. I haven't seen him before, Real Sting, in a mounting yard. He's a 5-year-old. He's by Regal Saga. Steve O'Day's got him, but he's been placed his last 3 at the Sunny Coast. And Ipswich, I really liked his Ipswich run the other day in a 75 rating. He got warmed up late and he beaten 2 lengths. He looks a big lump of a guy. I think the bigger track will suit him. And he is coming back to a 65 rating, even though going up in weight. But he looks a precursor type that's only lightly raced. I've got him on top. I've got the 9 Mashani Scout. I'm going to give him another go. I reckon he's a better horse when his runs are spaced. About 3 weeks between each run suits him ideally. He draws nice to get a really good run in transit. I'm giving 5 KB Creek a chance. I know he hasn't won for some time. Matt Dunn's got him. But Collis goes aboard him today. And he might just hide him away and leave him for that last 200 metres where he can have the last crack at him. And eight goes in here, Coastal Gem, fit mare. She's drawn awkward. She gets a claim. But she's certainly a player. She's going really good at the moment without winning. 6.9, 5.8 in race four.
We go to the next 10, pull out 15 DeFrost, 16 Dorlotta, 17 Maybe the One, and 18 Shrewd and Drac. Now here, 9 Arlington Heights, 360, 12 The Wheeled at 550, 13 Queen Cora, 750, 3 Express King, 950, number 8 Wraith of Odin is $10, along with 10 Emperor Zao, 11 Solid North, $14, 5 Lonnie Rock, 16, 2 Blatant Warrior, 17, 14 Weaver is 21, 7 Tantat Nova, 23, 1 Anagari is 26, 6 Rima Las Vegas, 31, and 4 Fisco Alert, $51 pop.
Yeah, I tell you what, not the easiest race. I'm with the 90. I'm 9, 13, 12, and 5. I'm with him, Marling, tonight. I mean, he was doing absolutely nothing when he was going around 12, 1300-metre races, but Johnny Shelton just decided to step him up to ground. He stepped him up 3 runs ago when he ran second in a 1700-metre race. He came back and he led all the way and beat Reef of Odin. Now, you wouldn't have backed him the way he came in the yard. He had sweat all over him, but he got the job done, and he was really good his next run behind Darkening. I think the little mare just had the wood on him, but he looks placed beautiful today. He looks the likely leader. He doesn't drop in weight. He doesn't go up in weight. I think that's very important with him. 13 Queen Cora. No, she hasn't won a race. She's only had 11 goes, 4 placings. She got a mile out of the ground in a 1,200-metre race, probably about 13, 14 lengths off the leader, leaving the 600 hit, the line late, behind Leap of Legend. He came out to win again. But she was really good last start over the 1,400 metres. This is her first go up the 1,706, but I like her. I think she's a mare that's going to win a few races over a little bit of ground. 12, The Wheel, look, you wouldn't leave him out. He draws good. He didn't have a lot of luck last start at Coffs Harbour when he was held up on the home turn, but in fairness to him, he is finding it hard to win, but he's been a good money spinner for the owners. And I'm giving 5 Lonnie Rocks a chance. The more you replay, he's running behind Darkness and others that had no luck, but he will want a lot of luck from a trick he gave, but he's definitely around the multiples. 9, 13, 12 and 5 in race 5.
Righto, race 6, pull out 5, Kashinko, 8, Pinolino, 11, Barrage and 18, London Lady. Now 3, War Baby, 460, 6, Spun Dry, 650, along with 10, Venetia. 4, Brilliant Jet, 750, 9, Push the Sky Away is 950, 1, Defence Witness, 12. 14, Refustris is $14, 7, Big Bamboo, 15, along with 15, Skytastic. And 17, My Cousin Rhett. Number 12, Tulaman, $16. 2, Bernie of Babylon, 26, with 13, Behest. And 16, Arminian, $31.
Can you give me another rundown on the 14? What price, Sean?
The 14, Refustris, is $14.
I'm all over. I made one of the each way specials of the day. 14, 3, 9, and 10. Sean, she's a really good little mare, this mare. She's a 5 times winner. She's won here. She's had 2 runs back. She ran 5th at Toowoomba. Beyond Beams Princess. She got absolutely a mile out of the ground, beaten 1.2 ripping home. If anyone saw her run at Toowoomba the other night when she went around in another 1,200-metre race, she was probably 12 lengths off the leader coming to the corner. She runs second, beaten 1.3. Now, she's never won first up. She's never won second up. Her best form is third up. She gets half a kilo over the limit and draws a gate. And the 16 just suits her ideally. I like her. I think she's not entitled to be a $14 chance. 3 War Baby, tough mare. You don't find any mares tougher than this little girl. Kelvin Hickman trained. She draws good and she gets a little bit of claim for Gina Mitchell. That's certainly going to help her out. 9 Push the Sky Away. Terrific win here the other day over Bring It. Really good. She'll just need luck. I mean, last start she had one alley and she had things go away, but she's got a sticky gate today. But she's certainly going well. And 10 Venetia, I'm throwing her in the mix. The last 2 runs at Gatlin Hicks, which have been good. If we do get a little bit more rain through the day, her best form's been on rain affected ground. She's certainly a player, but I'm all over the 14. I think she's each way all day. 14, 3, 9 and 10 in race 6.
That's good odds. $14 at the moment, Gary. Fantastic value.
Sean, she is a 5 times winner. She's won here. She's won 2 over a mile. And she's never won first up. She's never won second up. Just replay her last run at Toowoomba and you won't believe the ground that she made up. She is set. Laurie Richardson brings him down here for one thing. He set this little mare for one specific race, and this is the one. And Priscilla's got a second pick, and I didn't think she'd find it at all, but she was too smart for me.
All right, now the next we go to 3 Hyde Resign, 6 Cash Spinner, 12 Nakanai, and 16 Soldi Damani come out. 8 My Cousin Bossy, 4.40, 5 Steve Surprise, 6, 9 Yearham Road, 7. 2 Fabry, 8.50, number 7 My Little Flicker is 9.50, 1 Crooked Blaze at $10. 4 Red Bowers is 12, 11 Mustani Stealth, $15, number 10 You Wait and See, $19, along with 18 Lolly Shop. 13 Polsky Prince, 21, 14 Prince Albert, 23, with 15 Not Wanted, and 17 Curly Mac, $31.
Yeah, I'm with Bossy. I'm 8.75 and 4. Look, if any horse is crying for a bit of a gear change, this guy's really screaming out for it. I think he's been having to think his last couple, and he's only got going late here. Now, his last two, he's run third. He'd be on Abelak Million, run third, beyond Steve Surprise. So he draws good today. He drops a kilo, and he gets those winkers on first time. He's just screaming for on this big guy, and he's a four-times winner, and two of his wins have been here, and he can handle a little bit of sting in the track. I like him here today. I think he can stand up and be counted. Seven, my little flicker, had a good look at her when she resumed here first up behind Amalak Millie. There was a heap of improvement, and she's one of those Ben Aaron's horses at Bodessa that had missed a lot of work going into that wet weather. But she went back to the Gold Coast. She ran 4th of 10 beyond Sony Legend. Now, mind you, it was on a Saturday, and it was a city meeting at the Gold Coast on that Saturday meeting 13 days ago, and she was there up until about the 100-metre mark, and she just weakened out. She's a 7-times winner, and she's a 5-times winner at the 12.06, and I reckon she'll strip really fit in the mounting yard here today. By Steve Surprise, look, he's been great his last two, winning at the Gold Coast and winning here, but I'm just worried at the gate. I mean, his last two, he's come from 1 and 3 alley, but he's got to come from a real bad gate today, but he's just in super form. In 4 red bows, he got a mile out of his ground in a 1,000-metre race here 26 days ago. He didn't get going until the last 150 metres. He would have improved off that. He is a better 1,200-metre horse and draws good from the Dun Stable. But 8.75 and 4, and the winkers may work on my cousin Bossy. So 8.75 and 4, Sean, in race 7, mate.
All right, final event, the 8th, the Class 3. Now, we put out 5, Expat Envy, 9, Lucitra, 13, Best Dressed Lady, 17, Madam Kate, and 18, Yankee Express. On Steinberg, $3.80, 4, Killed Sequence, $4, 7, Queen Charlotte, 5, 3, Madam Fran, $7.50, 10, Incubus, 11, 11, Melted Moments, 12, 15, Exilero, 17, 6, Mr. Snowman, 19, number 8, Text Me, 21, 14, By Baby, 23, 16, Shannonbrook Miss, is 26, 2 Baroque Girl, 31, and 12 Sunset Hill, 71. Interesting talking to Matt Dunne, labelled Steinberg. He thought it was his best of the day.
Yeah, I like him, Sean. I like this horse, you know. And look, honestly, I've never seen him in a mounting yard. He's only had 15 goes, and he's won two and been placed two. But the more I went back and replayed him first up at Ipswich, I don't think he was happy there. He was back on the fence. He looked a big striding fella. He started to climb up over there, heels coming to the corner. The only time he really got going is when Ronnie Stewart got him to the outside at the 200-metre mark, and that was over 1,020. He was beaten 2.8. He goes to the 12.06. He draws good and finds the right race. I really like him, and I think just looking at that Ipswich run, Sean, he is a big track horse, so he's probably on the button. I couldn't get a price on the 14 By Baby, mate. You got a price there?
Yeah, By Baby, $23.
Okay, excuse me, Danger. She is a really good little mare, this mare. Good mare, and she's got heaps of ability. She's won two out of 8 and been placed one. She trialled enormously. You just wanted to be on her when she went to the trials. Now, she went to Coffs Harbour. Things never went right. She, just as the starter let the gates open, she turned her head half sideways, and it wasn't that she did anything wrong in the gate. She just locked her head a little bit, and she missed the kick big three, but she got home late. She gets no weight on her back, this little girl. If there's a knockout at odds, she could be the one, because she has got plenty of ability, and whenever you see her on TV in the mounting, I want to go and back her, because she's really nice. 7 Queen Charlotte, I think she draws a good gate. Cassandra Smith rides, nice little weight for her. Not an over big filly with a kilo and a half over the limit, so she definitely goes in. And I'm throwing Madam Fran in. Last preparation, she was fine. She's had the one run back, and she went around on that same race as Steinberg, only beaten 2.6. But she gets a bit of claim for Jackson Murphy, and she's one of those little mares that by Felville, a little blocky mare that takes a couple of runs to come right. So she may have improved a little bit off that first up run. 1.14, 7 and 3 for me in the last, Sean.
All right. Now, actually, one other horse I spoke to Matty Dunne earlier on that he was sort of quietly keen on is Bring It in that staying race, the 4th.
Don't talk to me about him, Sean. I black-booked him here last meeting. I mean, if anyone had saw his run, he was just absolutely huge. He just, you know, you wanted to be on him, but I don't know what happened to him at Ipswich. I know the track might have suited him, and I like the horse, and he is just an absolute cracker, and I've labelled him a Grafton Guineas horse over a mile, but yeah, I want to see him do something today, but I can see you now, his run first up was huge, but I thought he's just a little bit ordinary at his next start, but he's certainly got ability, and if Matty gives him a chance, he's certainly a player, mate.
Yeah, well, he's jumping 1,500 to 2,200, so
I don't think that'll worry him, Sean. No. I don't think because he comes off the beat and he just lobs along, and he's one of those dopey fellas earlier on in his preparation, didn't have a lot of ideas, so I'd have a watch on him, but I've left him out. I might get myself too. Anyway. Yeah.
Might have run there. What's your best today there, Gary?
Okay, Sean. I'm race one, number 11, Wooditton. I think if she turns up right and the trial was good and her only two runs were really good. But I'm really keen on each way odds as race six, number 14, Refuse. Because I think that $14 is well and truly over the mark. Two runs back, unsuitable races. Third up here where she's a winner. And beautifully placed. So race one, number 11, race six, number 14, Refustress. Cotty numbers, we'll have to go 9, 13 and 12 in the first leg, 14, 3, 9 and 10 in the second, 8, 7, 5 in the third leg, and 1, 14, 7, 3 in the last leg, Sean. But that rain's just staying away. It's only a little bit of a nuisance, but hopefully we can find some winners, Priscilla and I, here today at Grafton, mate.
All right, terrific. We'll hear you later on, Gary. Have a good day.
You're a champion. See you, Sean.